I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. 2.6 million Venezuelans have fled their country's economic meltdown and entered refugee camps in nearby countries. Inflation in Venezuela may reach 10,000,000% next year. Teach Beyond's Howard Duick says they serve refugee camps through education initiatives and want to get involved in the Venezuelan refugee crisis.
We would see ourselves coming into the margins, as it's very difficult to get into the country and do anything in that context. So especially, say, in Colombia, it would probably be a place where we would target setting up mobile learning stations. Our focus is education, and education is increasingly being seen as a vital part of humanitarian first response, even.
Most of all, pray that Venezuela's refugees embrace hope in Christ. And many ministries are working in a region we'll call MENA, M-E-N-A. Sat7, a Christian satellite television ministry to the Middle East and North Africa, focuses on several approaches to their work that make them unique. Sat7's Dennis Weens.
Sat7 is unique in that it's indigenous broadcast media ministry based in the Middle East. It's not American. It's not Western. It started in the Middle East. We're inviting denominations and agencies to come together around the core message of the gospel.
Sat7 started 23 years ago with only 2 hours of broadcasts a week. And today, they're broadcasting 1,000 hours of content each week. They're still looking for ways to continue growing and broadening their reach. Just $1 can provide Christian satellite television to a family for a year. Find your place in the story at missionnews.org. And thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. This month, Slavic Gospel Association is making available the free book, Much Prayer, Much Power, by Peter Dynica, SGA's founder. It's a resource aimed at making your prayer life more vibrant. Get your free copy when you click on the banner ad at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.